could you just shortly remind us of what your organization is doing, please?
Yes, we have been sending boats to break the blockade at Gaza, Israel's blockade in Gaza, and we've been sending boats for the past, it's been 2 years now. We got in successfully 5 times. We were brutally stopped 3 times. This time, we're going back with a flotilla of 8 boats to take in supplies that Israel refuses to let the people of Gaza have.
And what kind of supplies are those?
We have our own cargo boat. Out of the flotilla, 4 of the 8 boats belong to the Free Gaza Movement. So on our cargo boat, we have cement, we have high-end medical equipment, we have, I think, 17 tons of paper. Israel refuses to allow paper into Gaza.
Paper?
Print paper. 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 Things that we think we can just go around the corner and buy. Crayons. Pens, pencils, things for children so that they can learn. We're taking all of those in. Israel allows only 81 items into Gaza. 81. All of the rest of the items are denied. And it's to keep the people of Gaza in a constant state of terror that they're not going to get anything. So we're taking in banned supplies. This is not a humanitarian mission. It's a human rights mission.
So and where are you going to land? Land, that's not a good word for boats, but there's a harbor where you can go to.
There's a harbor in Gaza, in Gaza City. The Turkish Relief Organization, that's one of our partners, has been working with the people of Gaza to make sure that the port is deep enough, because one of the cargo ships is 3,500 tons, and so that's quite large. So they've been dredging the harbor. Israel, of course, bombed the harbor, bombed the boats. They've been down there dredging the harbor for the past 2 months so that we can actually get the supplies into the people of Gaza.
So this is a much larger operation than the previous ones, if I am correct.
It's not only much larger, but we're much more determined. I think Israel thought that when they rammed our boat 3 times in the middle of international waters, then they turned us back by firing over our bow. That was in January of 2009. And then they hijacked our boat, kidnapped all of our passengers, threw them into prison for a week. That was in July. I think they thought we were going to give up. And they completely have underestimated us. We've spent the last 7 months organizing this flotilla with at least another 5 partners, all of whom have boats or cargo ships of one kind or another. It's going to be much more difficult for Israel to stop us, and we're hoping that the world is going to watch.
And who are your partners? You're talking about partners having boats.
Yes, we have the a Turkish partner. They're called IHH. I don't remember what they are in Turkish. We have the European Campaign to End the Siege on Gaza. They're out of Brussels. We have the Greek ship to Gaza, the Swedish ship to Gaza, and then we have ourselves as well. And we have the International Campaign to End the Siege on Gaza as well. So our partners come from all over the world. We have people on board our own boats that are coming from Europe, from Norway and from Germany, and from Sweden. We have been determined that we are going to include as many people from around the world. Malaysia is coming, Indonesia is coming. So I think it's going to be much more difficult. Israel has been saying that they're going to stop us at any cost. So it'll be interesting to see what they think any cost actually means.
And do they have a right to stop you? I mean, these are international waters, or do you actually have to cross waters that are legally controlled by Israel?
Well, no, Israel illegally controls them. Israel rammed us 3 times in international waters last December, and nobody did anything about it, and they tried to sink our boat called the Dignity. And that was 100 miles off the coast of Israel than when they did that. We sail straight from international waters into the waters of Gaza. I'm not a lawyer, or a maritime lawyer, but our point is that Israel tells the world that it no longer occupies Gaza, that they withdrew their settlers, they took them away, and they no longer occupy Gaza. And, gee, isn't Gaza ungrateful for our leaving? What we are saying is Israel still occupies Gaza. It occupies its water, its land, and its air. If it occupies Gaza, then technically it will have the right to stop us as any occupying force. But if it doesn't occupy Gaza, which is what it's been saying, we have every right to go. This is what we're challenging. The Achilles heel for Israel is the sea, because technically they are blockading it illegally. And we're challenging that.
You say you include many people from all over the world, but what kind of people are those? Are those politicians or famous artists or who's on the boats?
I can only speak for our own people. There are 700 people going all together. And out of that 700, about 100 of them are coming on our boats. And we have members of parliament. We have members of parliament from Malaysia, from Norway, and from Germany. We have members of, we have Telesur, which is the large television station in South America. We're hoping to have two members from the Venezuelan members of parliament who are coming. Hedy Epstein, I'm sure you have heard the story about Hedy. She's the Holocaust survivor. She's been trying to get to Gaza now for the last 2.5 years. She's 86 years old and she's coming. We have a wide variety of activists. We have union organizers. So, many of these people have traditionally been very supportive of the Palestinians. We have a large Palestinian contingency who is going. Palestinians from the diaspora and from Palestine 48 and from the occupied West Bank. We're there to make a statement that maybe governments are turning away from Gaza. But many members who are in the government and many of us who are civilians will not turn away.
And are there people from the Israel peace movement participating too?
They are not. Not this time. We're hoping that when we get in this time, we will try to turn around again and go back in the summer, and they'll have an opportunity to go. What we try to do, at least on this particular one, is to ask as many people from Europe as we could possibly get. Europe is very sympathetic. Europeans are very sympathetic. I'm an American, and you know, I feel personally responsible because Americans pay for this horror. But it's not that we've given up on the Americans, but I think the United States is going to have to be pushed by the rest of the world before it finally wakes up and sees that it is funding genocide. That's what this is. This is genocide of 1.5 million people in Gaza.
So where are you now? I think the float has left a few days ago.
The first of our boats, ours was the first boat that was actually...
Oh, one moment. You say ours, but what's the home base of your organization, in fact?
Our home base, we're registered in Cyprus. That's where our registration has always been. We have branches around the world. We have coordinators around the world. The Free Gaza movement started originally 4 years ago by three Americans, three of us who are Americans, and two Australians. It has moved its base to Europe because it sails from the Mediterranean. But we still have many coordinators who are in the United States who are working with us. And believe me, we're not going to give up. Americans are very, those of us working on this, we're very determined that ultimately we will get Americans to come on board. We have some, but they're not as high profile as we would like.
So where did the first boat start from then?
The first boat left last night. It's the cargo ship, a 1,200-ton cargo ship. It's been named the Rachel Corrie. It left. It left Ireland last night about 10 o'clock at night, and it's on its way to the Mediterranean. It should take anywhere from 12 to 13 days to get into the Mediterranean. And then we already have several Malaysians who are on board that boat. The people of Malaysia raised the money for us to buy this cargo boat and two passenger boats. So if it weren't for them, we would not have been able to do this.
That's impressive.
There are two of them who are on board now on the cargo ship, and then we will all meet in the Mediterranean. The two ships from Turkey, The other boats, our boats, we're all going to meet in the middle of the Mediterranean in international waters, and then we will turn and we will go toward Gaza.
Yes, so you will meet in the Mediterranean, somewhere near Cyprus then, or?
No, we're going to, we're leaving from Greece, we're leaving from Turkey, we left from Ireland. We are leaving from a couple of other ports that we're just not going to say right now.
No,
because
that's, I understand,
it's
yes.
a good idea. But no, we are not leaving from Cyprus this time. What our point is on this entire initiative is to say that Gaza has the right to its own waters, just like anybody else on the Mediterranean. It's the only territory on the Mediterranean that has no access to its own waters. So we're trying to say that we're opening up a sea passage to the world. We started in Cyprus. Now we're going to continue to try to open ports. It's obscene that Gaza has no right to its fishing ports. It has no right to its waters. It has no right to anything. So we have tried to expand this to say we're going to include other countries now.
Are there many, many more countries than last time?
Well, last time we went with only one small boat, although there were many people who were involved from a variety of countries.
I remember when I think we called you last year in June or July, and then there was a Belgian politician too, I think.
Yes. This time, we don't have a Belgian politician with us this time. We have a couple of Belgian politicians who are lined up to go on the next trip. And that we're hoping that that's going to happen.
Uh-huh. Do you happen to have their names on hand?
I don't. The European Campaign to End the Siege is based out of Brussels. They're going to a press conference, I believe, on Monday, and they're going to announce all of the members of Parliament. So they may have. We do not have a member from Belgium, but they may. So if you check their website, they're going to have a press conference, I believe, on Monday morning.
This coming Monday.
This coming Monday, and they will announce, I think, who's going to be on board. Most of the people who are coming with them are members of Parliament from around Europe.
And who are they? What's the name of their organization?
It's called European Campaign to End the Siege on Gaza.
European Campaign to End the Siege on Gaza.
On Gaza, and I think it's. I know that they have a website, as do we, of course. You know, ours is freegaza.org, and I think that while you're talking to me, I'll see if I can look it up for you.
Oh yes, I can look it up later and put the website on our website. The link on our website. European Campaign.
Yes, it's their website is Save Gaza.
SaveGaza.eu.
Okay. And they should have announced their press release, and I mean their press conference, I believe it's on Monday, and it is going to be in Brussels.
I see. And you will be there too?
I will not. I'm actually back in France. I just left Ireland. I was there for 2 weeks. I'm back to get things organized here. And then we will all head off to Turkey and to Greece sometime in the next 4 or 5 days.
With the last two campaigns or the other ships that went to Gaza, did you have a lot of press? Did your action make it to the press, except for our radio station? Because actually I never heard about it. I mean, I think it's a beautiful action, but I can't remember having seen something about it in the other press. Have you, Jan?
Yeah.
Well, surprisingly enough, we got quite a bit of press.
This time?
In the United States, because Cynthia McKinney, the former representative in the United States, was on board. Mairead McGuire is also coming with us again this time. She's the Nobel Peace Prize winner from Ireland. Dennis Halliday, who was the special rapporteur in Iraq, is coming with us. Several members of Parliament in Ireland are also coming with us. So I think because the flotilla is so much larger, I think we'll get press, and we're counting on all of you. You know we're out there now. I always believe it, that it's the media who protects us, because the more we get this reported, the less likely we are to be seriously hurt.
Are you going to sail?
I'm planning on it. If I can find somebody who can run the media end of this so that I can go, I'm one of the founders of the Free Gaza movement, and I was on the first boat, so I really don't want to miss this.
Okay. I hope you can make it then.
I do.
Okay, lots of success. Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you very much, and please don't forget freegaza.org. Go and follow us. You will be able to follow us live.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.